May Jesus Christ be praised, and may His Holy Mother pray for us. 239 years ago yesterday, this nation declared its independence from Great Britain. 9 days ago, this country continued its pattern of declaring its independence from Almighty God. Our days are not much different than were the days of Ezekiel. The word, the prophetic word of the church, is rejected in the public square. The word of the church for many of us is rejected. It is met with hostility. It is met with violence. It is met by being ignored. Within hours, 9 days ago, one of the more prominent public priests, who has written several books, was spit on in New York simply for walking down the street in his collar, because he represents everything that God has revealed. Our days are not much different than the days of Ezekiel. There is persecution ahead, I have no doubt. There is open and outright persecution of the church ahead. Of this, I have no doubt. The church will be rejected in the midst of the world. But we don't belong to the world. We never did. From the moment that Christ claimed us, we belonged to Him. No matter what we're rejected in the world, we are accepted, in fact, in Christ Jesus. In Him we have been drawn close to the Father's heart. In Him we find courage. In Him we find acceptance. One of my favorite readings in all of the scriptures we read as the second reading today, Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Paul's been one of my heroes for a long time. For a couple of years while I was in seminary, I begged my spiritual director to let me pray to be more like Saint Therese. You know, meek, mild, always prayerful, carrying the roses, always very quiet and even-tempered and things like that. Nothing at all like me. You can laugh at that. I've been here long enough. And I prayed and prayed for about a year. Every day I was praying, Lord, make me more like Saint Therese. And I finally went to my spiritual director and I said, this isn't working. And he said, yes, of course this isn't working. He said, but you were insistent about it, and let's face it, there was nothing that we can do with you once you're insistent about something. Okay, Father, thank you for that wise and gentle consolation. And he said to me, you need to pray to a saint that's more fitting for your personality. You need to pray to somebody who's a little more like you, somebody that you have a little more in common with. And he said, well, Father, do you have somebody in mind? He said, oh, yes, the Apostle Paul. Paul, that great champion of the faith. Paul, that great preacher of the Lord. Paul, that great witness to the beauty of faith, the beauty of marriage, the beauty of Jesus Christ, and the beauty of the church. But in all of his brilliant writings, there is nothing more beautiful than what he says today. Because what he says today was that he might not become too elated. A thorn in the flesh was given him, an angel of Satan to beat him, that kept him from becoming too elated. In other words, to keep his pride in check. And of this suffering, Paul says, I begged the Lord 3 times that it might be removed from me. I begged the Lord 3 times that this suffering might be removed from me. But because of his prayer, because of Paul's admission before the Lord of his own weakness and his own need, he hears the most consoling words. My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. We always want to come to Jesus in the power of our strength. We always want to bring to the Lord the first fruits of our life. We always want to bring to the Lord the very best that we have. And that's good. But now Jesus, through the Apostle Paul, invites us to come to Him in our weakness, in our brokenness, in the ways that we are not like God. in the ways that we suffer, in the ways that we are hurting. And there is where we will find the promise of grace. Our weakness lays claim to the strength of Jesus Christ. No matter what rejection we face in the world, no matter what rejection we face in the community, is indeed our weakness that lays claim to the strength in Jesus Christ. And when we bring our weakness before the Lord, when we bring our brokenness, when we bring ourselves such as we are, we await and we will hear that most consoling word, "My grace is sufficient for thee." Amen.